There was a report that Sir Jonathan participated in a workout with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Oh, boy.
However, it would be against the league's rules because his negotiating rights are the property of the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Oh, no.
Now, Johnny has said the report is straight up wrong. I have had no workouts with any team from the CFL. The Rough Riders deny it as well. But the CFL is actually investigating. So I think that it's the right move for him. Now, he says he hasn't had anything to drink in a month, and he's been working out and hoping to get another NFL tryout. I think this would be a good move for him. I think he should go up there, dominate, get his bleep together. And if he really is serious, then go up there for a year, two at the most. Somebody will give you a chance.
I have bad news for John. There's a company called PCNY on Instagram. And basically, they're a high-end car service.
Yeah.
They own the car that Johnny Manziel totaled last year. One of the three cars that Johnny Manziel totaled last year. And they posted a picture today, and they said all the lies in the beginning when Manziel still felt responsible slightly for his actions, the car accident, a few days before these texts. But after a week, there was no care at all for what he did that night. You'll see in the next text I post, along with this trash bag. And basically posted the text that Johnny Manziel sent him, and talking about insurance, and basically he had agreed to pay for this car out of his own pocket. Well, and then it ended up not working out that way, and now so this guy's posting all this stuff that Johnny sent him, and Johnny said, he said, you remember me being very fair, or no, he said that the money you offered, you never sent. I've been very fair with you. And then Johnny Manziel says, crazy that a high-end luxury car service doesn't have insurance for something like this. I've offered to pay your deductible plus more than fair compensation for lost rent since the car has been damaged, which, by the way, there's a picture of the car. It's beyond damaged. I mean, it's never going to work again. There's no doubt. That's not how he says, we've had this talk 4 to 5 times throughout the past year, and for some reason you still only want $100,000 cash. That's not how a car accident works, especially when I'm just a passenger in the car. You continuously want to settle this the New York way, threatening me and my friends on multiple trips across the country. I'll tell you this once again, take it to court like a normal person, and we will have a judge figure this out. When two people can't come to agreement, that's what you do. I feel terrible that your car is sitting in your driveway looking like a bag of bleep. But for some reason, unbeknownst to me, your insurance bleeped you. I would advise to stop being a cheap ass and get a better insurance policy, or maybe find a new company. You can continue to post all you want, but you're desperate and it's starting to show. And from there, he goes to saying that maybe he should post the maybe he should post the insurance claim. And he says, we all know you were driving. So it's a whole mess. But he says, you were driving, just like you were driving the other two cars you totaled this year. He's got a lot going on. But it doesn't look like it's going to be fixed anytime soon. But this dude is trying to bury Johnny over this.
I'm a little confused because there's got one of those guys' insurance has to take care of it, whether it's Manziel's or theirs.
Right. The problem is, I think Manziel lied and said he wasn't driving because he was wrecked, obviously. But I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work out.
Seems like the company would have its own insurance.
I would think so.
Yeah.
But I also don't know. I mean, I don't know how that works. If the driver's wasted, maybe the company's insurance doesn't pay. Maybe it suddenly becomes that guy's problem. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a confusing thing.
But either way, it's not good for John.
Well, and I think he's getting back to the point I was going to make. Dude really needs to not think about the NFL right now. I don't think he's going to get a chance. Everything that comes out is just teams are going to say, you know what? No. Go up north and try something. See if you can play. Because I'm not even sure you can play in the NFL anyway. much less, I mean, forget all the side stuff for a minute. But because I think teams are pretty much about ready to go full Greg Hardy on him.
Yeah.
And just say, we don't want
you. He's never playing in the NFL again.
I think he if he actually cleaned up his act and went up there and played really, really well, he might get a chance.
I don't think so.
I mean, that's...
I mean, it's possible.
If he doesn't get into anything stupid for a couple years and shows that he's really changed.
I mean, the problem was, not only has he been a pain in the ass, he also never showed that he could really play in the league.
Yeah, well, and I think part of that, because he was partying all the time and had all those issues. And I think if that's what he's got to fix. And I don't know that he can. He says he has. We'll see. He said it before. But that's what you have to prove, is that you can go out there sober and actually prepared and study what you need to study and play well and not show up wrecking cars every couple of months.